Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the years, 780 prisoners have passed through Guantanamo Bay. Many of the remaining 39 are entering their second decade in the East Cuban detention facility. They were labeled enemy combatants without rights. The only time frame for their release, if ever, Dick Cheney said, the end of the war on terror, which officially is still going on. Tuesday, after a 17-month pause, the pretrial hearings for Mohammed and four others are set to resume just days ahead of the anniversary of the attack. The military commissions resumed hearing in May, and Biden has sought quietly to release those not facing trial. The city of Portland, Oregon, announced it intends to ban trade and travel to the state of Texas in response to the state's new heartbeat abortion law. Mayor Wheeler announced the city council intends to vote on an emergency resolution on Wednesday to stop the city's future procurement of goods and services and travel to the state of Texas. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When the Biden administration put together the U.S. withdrawal plans from Afghanistan, hindsight reveals how poorly this deadly escape was. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The State Department says they have contacted many of the roughly 100 American citizens who are stranded in Afghanistan and will work to provide safe passage for any who want to leave the country.
Over the years, it's estimated $2 trillion in taxpayer money was spent. Now the Taliban have a new $1.5 billion embassy, a new Air Force, new weapons. In fact, the Taliban has everything they didn't have before America's withdrawal. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As the American embassy has been taken over by the Taliban, the State Department has no presence in Afghanistan. Yet when American citizens went into Afghanistan to rescue Americans, the State Department is trying to claim they did the rescuing. Arkansas Governor Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News explains the business of politics is attempting to undermine the intelligence of the American people.
First off, let me commend Corey Mills and so many other veterans over the last 3 weeks who have worked tirelessly, who have sacrificed their time and their money in many cases to help our fellow Americans get out of Afghanistan, or in some cases the Afghan interpreters who serve loyally beside them. They are some real heroes of this tragedy. It's not surprising to me that the State Department higher-ups have come rushing in anytime they see a good news story and try to take credit for it, since it's really been nothing but bad news for Joe Biden and Tony Blinken's State Department. And it continues to be the case that we have perhaps hundreds of Americans effectively held hostage by the Taliban inside of Afghanistan who are probably trying to extract who knows what kinds of concessions from the Biden administration. I worry that they'll grant those concessions because they simply want Afghanistan off the front pages and out of the minds of the American people. But as long as our fellow citizens are stranded there, Americans are not going to forget this catastrophe.
The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan cost American taxpayers $1.5 billion. It now displays the Taliban flag painted on the front entrance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And Michael Rubin is with us, the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. He is a Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syrian, and Persian Gulf expert, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, so much to talk about. The focus is Afghanistan. Where do we start, buddy?
You know, we start with a time machine to repair some of what has been done just in the last couple weeks. And the one thing the Biden administration doesn't want to acknowledge is, had Joe Biden not ordered the withdrawal when he did, not only would the Taliban not be in Kabul, they wouldn't be in any of the provincial capitals. This is a crisis of our own making right now.
Why did he do this, Michael? Do you have any idea?
Well, I mean, to some extent, perhaps he lives in a bubble. Perhaps he was putting some arbitrary Washington decision that he made ahead of the reality on the ground. But what really seems clear is that his closest advisors refused to step up and do their jobs and tell Joe Biden in no uncertain terms what would happen. Remember, when Jimmy Carter announced for the presidency when he was governor of Georgia, his first major foreign policy speech in January of 1975 was to call for the withdrawal of all forces from the Korean Peninsula. When he became president, he walked that back because his closest advisor, Secretary of Defense Harold Brown, for example, told him it would be an absolute disaster. Unfortunately, Secretary of State Tony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin weren't up to the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, a lieutenant colonel, a Marine lieutenant colonel who lost his job, 17 years in the service, fell on his sword and was an example to other flag officers, including Austin and Milley, as you pointed out, and he just says, where are you? I mean, did you guys bother to even put your stars on the table to question this? I mean, because my sense is, Michael, and this is from my purview only, I have no evidence of this, but it seems that this was all driven by Joe Biden. I think Austin went along. I think the others went along, but I think that this was his expected end. I don't know that these flag officers probably may or may not have had any say in it. But if anything else, they could probably look at the rest of America and say, look, I fell on my sword on this because I didn't believe in this. But now they have no room to do that. They're complicit.
Well, we live in polemical times. And one of the things I noted as someone who wasn't particularly fond of President Donald Trump is when Donald Trump went too far in their mind. Many of his top aides resigned.
Yes.
Or refused to back down and were fired. Where is the honor in Biden's team? If people like Austin or National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan know that what Biden did was wrong. Why don't they go the way of people like Jim Mattis and John Bolton? The fact of the matter is they either endorse what he's done, have become addicted to the trappings of power, or simply don't have the honor of their predecessors.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. And you and I have discussed this before. You know, Bob Gates had pointed out that Biden's record on foreign policy was miserable. He said in 40 years, at the time when he said it, he said 40 years, he hadn't gotten anything right. And, you know, it seems that that warning is echoing through the modern era.
You know, you're absolutely right. When I had done my book, The History of American Diplomacy with Rogue Regimes and Terrorist Groups, Joe Biden was just a senator. He wasn't vice president yet when I was doing my research, let alone president. And his name kept popping up, whether it was with regard to Tiananmen Square, whether it was with regard to other issues of simply getting everything flat wrong. And what's really rich is when Joe Biden justifies his withdrawal as acknowledging that, well, al-Qaeda is gone, which, by the way, it's not. He refuses to say that he voted against the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. And what really gets me is Pakistan supported Osama bin Laden, and Joe Biden has not uttered the P word once.
Right, exactly. Well, we know, Michael, what happens in Afghanistan is not going to stay in Afghanistan. And what Joe Biden's decisions have done is empowered the Taliban. And you know, with the Taliban, I mean, are they going to be able to withstand ISIS?
Well, that's like asking whether brother can withstand brother or cousin can withstand cousin. And this is what Joe Biden has simply gotten wrong. We're in a game of good cop, bad cop. This idea that me against my brother, me and my brother against my cousin means that the Taliban would ally with us against al-Qaeda is nonsense. What in reality is going to happen is the Taliban and al-Qaeda are going to target the West because that's what their ideology is, and that's what fundamentally Joe Biden doesn't understand. He couldn't even be valedictorian of the summer school class. He can't even plagiarize leadership right.
Sadly. And he is the president of the United States. He is making policy. He's putting America at risk. His number one job. I mean, this is, you know, the Biden-Obama administration all over again. President Obama, many felt, and me included, that he put the nation at risk. It was a rather sense of insecurity, which when it comes to that position as the commander in chief, that's your number one responsibility, isn't it, Michael?
Well, I agree, but where I would differentiate between President Obama and Biden is that President Obama wasn't afraid to spar with the press. Now, granted, the press often covered for him, but nor was Donald Trump. Donald Trump knew that the press had an antagonistic relationship with him, and yet almost every day he didn't hesitate to go in front of the press and just spar. Joe Biden can't even do that. His aides won't allow him to answer questions. That's not leadership. That's just sad. And it's impacting our reputation far and wide on the world stage.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because where is America right now in the eyes of the communist Chinese, Iran? You know, go write down all the list of external agents that want America to be no more.
You're absolutely right, and that's what Biden and his top advisors don't understand. Some people are saying, well, after Ronald Reagan withdrew from Beirut, we ultimately got hit in Somalia with Black Hawk Down, for example, and with al-Qaeda. But at this point, we've got to be worried about a full-scale Chinese invasion of Taiwan, and the Russians are it's only a matter of time before they go into the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And unfortunately, Joe Biden has set the stage for and lowered the bar, lowered the stigma of America simply betraying its allies.
Well, we go back to what Marco Rubio said repeatedly during the 2016 presidential campaign. He says that our enemies no longer fear us, our allies no longer trust us. Boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't add dimension and power in today's vernacular.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. When I look at Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, I see the most naive person to hold that office since Frank Kellogg in the 1920s outlawed war. And unfortunately, we have a tremendous case, a terminal case, perhaps, of historical amnesia, and we're all going to pay the price for it.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Michael Rubin after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. While the situation in Afghanistan remains dire, the Tide Ministry continues sharing the gospel through radio broadcasts in the local Dari language. We praise God for leading us to spread the Tide Ministry into Afghanistan earlier this year so that we already had our broadcast situated when the current crisis began. It can be dangerous to respond, but listeners have reached out and shown a desire to hear more about Christ. One listener wrote, "Every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm waiting for the special program to listen about Jesus." As we continue praying for believers trapped there, as well as for those who have not yet found the Lord, we have the assurance that God is in control, and we have faith in His provision of life and hope for His people all around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage Dari-speaking people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Michael Rubin continues with us, the resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Michael, this could move pretty quick. Right now, this is a time where the Taliban will quiet down as they come out of the warrior season, as I understand it. But after the first of the year, boy, There's no holds barred here. What do you anticipate?
Well, ultimately, the Taliban no longer has to go through jump through the hoops or go through the mirage of pretending to be a responsible party. This notion that somehow we're going to have leverage or that the Taliban care about being labeled a pariah is nonsense. They're now consolidating control. This notion that there were rogue elements in the Taliban was just an elaborate case of good cop, bad cop. The fact that the Haqqani network, who we had multi-million dollar bounties on for their association with Al-Qaeda, operate openly, conduct security in Kabul, just shows how ridiculous a situation we're in. You know, I've been talking to other historians. No one can think of an analogy to explain the position that we are right now. It's just completely unprecedented.
Down to the point that we would abandon and exit the way in which we did, that is anybody in the first chapter of military strategy knows better than to give up strategic land or a strategic airport, which is what the administration did in giving up Bagram.
Well, it wasn't just the giving up Bagram Air Base. That, of course, you're absolutely right on. It was also a matter of timing. If we're going to be arbitrary with our timing, and that's exactly what Joe Biden did, why not withdraw in the winter? Because, of course, in Afghanistan, the fighting season goes from spring to fall. The winter, the mountain passes are too blocked for any serious fighting to occur. That would have given time for the Afghan allies or Afghan partners to sort of hunker down. Unfortunately, we pulled the carpet out from underneath them. It was just strategic incompetence all around.
The soldiers on the ground knew this, Michael. This is so academic. And for him to ignore this as the commander-in-chief, it just is astounding, the level of incompetence. It's no wonder that people are calling for heads to roll here.
Well, it's absolutely infuriating, and certainly many people are starting to mutter and discuss quietly, if not openly, the 25th Amendment, or at least ask questions about who's really in charge. But what really astounds me is just the military incompetence of it. It's the fact that we created the worst hostage crisis we have ever faced. That's going to make the 1979 to 1981 Iran hostage crisis pale in comparison. And we're already seeing that with plane loads of Americans and special visa holder Afghans who aren't allowed to board planes in Mazar-e Sharif because the Taliban wants to negotiate for some portion of $9.4 billion in Afghan reserves.
And, Michael, what do you make of the warriors, the former military, who have taken it upon themselves because, you know, we're raised with that ethos, that sense of not leaving one American behind. I tell you, my travels across the country and running into military and former military, the pain in their face, Michael, over the reality of leaving Americans behind, and it's not a couple hundred. We're realizing that it's more than 1,000. It could be a couple of thousand. Joe Biden doesn't seem to know the number. He doesn't seem to care about the number. He just cares about this timeline that seemed to be so arbitrary.
Joe Biden is, at this point, simply put, detached from reality. The fact that so many former operators, American operators, are going in to try to rescue their partners really does show the best of America and the best of the American spirit. These are the people that should be honored. You know, American promises should mean something. And the fact that we not only broke our promise, but we have done so with maliciousness is something that no one should be willing to stand up and ignore. The fact that these people are putting their lives on their line to rescue their brothers, their Afghan brothers, really is telling. And that's something should make Joe Biden and the entire administration feel greater shame. Now what's actually unfortunate is the State Department seems to be embarrassed by this, embarrassed by the fact that special operators are getting these Afghans to airports, and it's are simply the State Department's refusing to grant permission for some of these planes to take off by saying
unbelievable.
Well, the beans aren't processed properly. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing here, Michael, is the, you know, when we talk about Austin and we talk about Milley, the breakdown in leadership, they were before Congress saying that critical race theory isn't a part of the culture, the military culture. It's apolitical. And that has proven to be one big, humongous lie. And I think, you know, and with you, with all the study of military strategy and your background and everything that you've experienced, do you think that the military had taken their eye off the ball here in being so concerned about critical race theory and, believe it or not, global warming, that this was another non-military issue that they seemed to be so concerned? Was this contributory to these decisions and these choices that were allowed to go through the system?
Absolutely. I mean, I know for a fact that trainings about, for example, Islamic theology and its impact on terrorism, about Afghanistan, about Iraq, were taken off the table to make more time for briefings about transgenderism and that sort of thing. The area studies programs, which were instituted after 9/11, were on the budget chopping block and were cut under Biden so far. This truly is inexcusable. And frankly, Milley and Austin's head should be on the chopping block right now.
Well, our enemies are licking their chops. I mean, you mention Russia positioning itself. We know the communist Chinese with all that they've been doing in the South China Seas. Gosh, you got to imagine those neighboring countries, Taiwan included, you know, have got to be, you know, rather fearful right now because, you know, you've got to, I mean, are you going to tell me that Joe Biden is going to defend Taiwan against China?
No, I think the lesson from all this is that no one should trust the United States for their own defense. Many countries should go the way that Israel presumably has and establish its own nuclear deterrent. Joe Biden might want to talk about nuclear nonproliferation, but unless Taiwan has its own nuclear weapons, Taiwan as a country is going to cease to exist over the next decade or two. And, you know, I've been to Taiwan. For all China talks about Taiwan as being part of China, the fact of the matter is mainland China has only controlled Taiwan for about 15 years out of the last 500. It's got a completely different culture. It's got a completely different feel. And we shouldn't betray one of Asia's most vibrant democracies.
Well, Joe Biden says he has leverage over the Taliban. Is there such a thing?
No, what Joe Biden is thinking is, or what Jake Sullivan, his brain, is thinking, is that we can somehow bribe the Taliban. We can give them a portion of this $9.4 billion. Well, look how well that did during the Obama administration when we paid off the Iranians in cash. All that did was fuel greater instability and malign behavior throughout the region. That's what we're facing. And remember that the Taliban are next to Pakistan. Should the Taliban blow back and destabilize Pakistan even further, then we have a loose nukes problem.
Exactly. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute. Michael Rubin continues with us. Michael, we've got about a minute left. What's the hope here?
You know, I mean, this is what frustrates me about Washington, Bill. We can drive, I mean, there's a conceit in Washington that we can always somehow dig ourselves out of a hole, but what Biden has done is effectively drive the bus over the cliff, and then halfway down, as everyone's plummeting to their deaths, said, well, let's see whether we can do something else. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the damage so far is already done, and unless we have a Ronald Reagan type on the horizon, unfortunately, I would say we're screwed.
And we can't come, that can't happen soon enough, frankly. I know you agree with that. Michael Rubin, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the years, 780 prisoners have passed through Guantanamo Bay. Many of the remaining 39 are entering their second decade in the East Cuban detention facility. They were labeled enemy combatants without rights. The only time frame for their release, if ever, Dick Cheney said, the end of the war on terror, which officially is still going on. Tuesday, after a 17-month pause, the pretrial hearings for Mohammed and four others are set to resume just days ahead of the anniversary of the attack. The military commissions resumed hearing in May, and Biden has sought quietly to release those not facing trial. The city of Portland, Oregon, announced it intends to ban trade and travel to the state of Texas in response to the state's new heartbeat abortion law. Mayor Wheeler announced the city council intends to vote on an emergency resolution on Wednesday to stop the city's future procurement of goods and services and travel to the state of Texas. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Thank you for joining us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it matters. This is really the basis of everything. I don't care if you're talking about a relationship, a government. You got to know what to trust, and it's hard enough as it is to trust one another. And, as we've discussed this before, I mean, God tells us to trust Him. We can trust Him. We can count on Him. He is the rock. Everything else in this temporal world is it's shifting sand, and it's very difficult, and sometimes even in relationships it can be disturbing. But we have to maintain, you know, the proper perspective and balance in all this. If we're trusting the wrong things and the wrong people, we can be greatly disappointed. And I think in part this is what's going on. And it's really shattering the foundation of who we are and how we relate to one another. But God says, look, relationships are just as important, your relationship horizontally as your relationship vertically. They work together. Jeff Kemp is with us right now, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to this conversation with you. You and I have been kind of peeling back the onion skin here on, this whole situation, which couldn't be, you know, I think is such a time of blessing as we go into the fifth week of the Lenten season. Palm Sunday is around the corner. We will soon again celebrate Easter Sunday. What evil thought would always be, because evil always is, found out that no, God has the answer.
God does have the answer, and boy, do we need it. You and I and your listeners pray for the families of those that were killed in Boulder, mm-hmm. And the sense of not having any security that so many people have. But today, you're inviting all of us to come back to what is secure. And what's secure is that God made us as souls in his image, and our souls will live forever. And this earthly experience is beautiful, amazing, wonderful, but it's also fallen, broken, and marred by evil, the evil of Satan and the evil in our own hearts. And God says that there is a solution to it all, and the whole Bible tells the story of that solution, which is Jesus Christ,
right?
Who is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Savior, the Messiah, the true one, the way, the truth, and the life, and the very personal God who can rescue our soul so that we're sure we're going to be with God forever relationally.
Right.
We're sure that we have him with us now. And if something bad happens in our life or to our body, that isn't the end.
Right.
And that perspective is desperately needed by all believers in Jesus Christ, and many of us who I think have a less than full version of Christianity think it's just to make life good here. It's
right.
About a lot more than that.
Yeah, Jeff, can you imagine how the Father must feel? I mean, here he is. He creates the heavens and the earth. He creates man to rule over it. He has a plan, and typical of God, it's holy, it's righteous, and then comes Satan. Evil enters into the scene. And as much as and as difficult as it is for us humanoids to deal with this earthly existence, how it must tear the Father's heart to realize that what he created is not, and what's on display right now isn't exactly what he created. And, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it tears his heart to the degree that he chose to send his son, his only begotten son, his beloved son, his perfect son, and then to let Jesus bear that price that all of us humans actually deserve for buying into Satan's lie, separating ourselves from God, thinking we can do it on our own a little bit better than with God, and ignoring his guidance and blessings. God put Jesus through that. Jesus chose to go through that. You know, he spent a night in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, I'd rather not do this, but not my will, right. Your will be done. So God's love is so, 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 so clear, so powerful. And that is the root, to get practical, that is the root of our hope. That takes us back to what can make relationships work.
Yeah. God says, without that, how can you? How do you make relationships work without Jesus being in the middle of this? Because we're in and of ourselves in this selfish world, as you've talked about. And I love how you frame this in terms of this consumeristic attitude and mindset that we bring, you know, to relationships here. And that is so counter God.
It is. God is completely relationship from the beginning. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In mutual admiration and love and communication. And he made us for relationship with him. And then Satan's temptation and Adam and Eve and all the rest of our choice to disconnect from God and try it our own way, thinking maybe God's holding out on us a little bit. I think it might be better to try that apple. I think it might be better to hedge my bets and keep control of this part of my life, keep this kind of secret, not give everything over to God. That's the sinful condition of mankind. And it's, you know, as bad as me as a little kid stealing an ice cream cone, or as bad as Adolf Hitler murdering millions of Jews. Evil is in the human heart, but the solution is Christ. Love is who Christ is, agape love that's unconditional. And we are made for relationships. And when we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean on his understanding, not our own, when we accept and abide Jesus Christ as the forgiving and loving power that can help us treat others well, then we don't need to get from other people to treat them well. We get from Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Right,
we can
exactly.
Treat people well that don't even treat us well. That's why Jesus says, love your enemy. Treat your wife well. Treat your husband well when he or she's treating you poorly. Treat someone well who doesn't treat you well or speak well of you. Turn the other cheek. Give them the coat off your back. Go the extra mile. Mm-hmm.
That idea that it's better to give than receive, Jeff, comes into play here when you allow that dynamic to come into play, because you're not measuring something, you're giving because you're following the lead of your Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit that naturally give. It just flows. You're not holding back anything, and as a result,
if you think of your life as kind of a bucket, and mm-hmm. you need a certain amount of affirmation, encouragement, kindness, love from other people. And if you think you got to get your buckets filled, that then you can be nice to them, you're living a consumer life.
Yes.
But if you realize, you know what? I'm not a bucket. I'm a funnel. And mm-hmm. the one who fills my funnel is God Almighty.
Yes.
I'm going to get my love and affirmation, my identity, my encouragement, my strength, my hope, my perseverance, my tolerance. I'm going to get that from God and Jesus, who died on the cross for me and rose from the dead, mm-hmm. through my relationship with him, which takes time in the Word, time in prayer, time in solitude, time at church, time with friends, time in small group, time dialoguing with a couple other brothers or sisters. Okay, but I'm going to get my life fuel from God Almighty, and then I'm going to funnel it through to others. So, Bill, that's
exactly.
where we can stop being consumers of relationships mm-hmm. and start becoming investors in
exactly.
relationships.
This is when relationships flow, Jeff, and it's so cool when that happens. When it happens with our wives and our family members and that, and it at times can seem so fleeting, and I understand that because, again, in this earthly plane where evil reigns, but we're given the power, the resurrection power, to rise above that and make a difference, and especially right now when relationships have been so challenged and stretched because of COVID, Jeff. We got about 45 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap this up.
To get practical, I would urge people to deepen their relationship with God by starting every day sitting with him as a father.
Yes.
Read the Word, pray to God, and then start seeing what relationships you can improve by apologizing to people and asking, hey, what am I really like in this relationship? What would you like me to know? What blind spots are there? Don't focus on them and their problems. Mm-hmm. Focus on changing yourself. If you apologize, ask for forgiveness, you'll see your relationships grow stronger.
Yeah, how can I add to your day? You know, hey, Jeff, I want to add to your day. How can I do that?
I like it.
Yeah, you got it. All right.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Yahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Here on the mainland in California, getting ready at the end of the week, I head back to Florida. And it's always, traveling is always an experience. And especially in this COVID era in which we live in Hawaii, it was interesting, I may have mentioned to you, the lieutenant governor was on TV quite often saying that, if 95% of the people would wear masks, that, COVID would be done away with. I don't see the science in that, especially when you realize what masks do and what they don't do. I mean, do they inhibit? Yeah, there probably is some validity to some, blockage that takes place. But, people are really, getting carried away with this mask thing. I mean, their attitudes and the way they act about it, instead of thinking, okay, we're doing this to help one another, do what we can, whatever it takes. Who knows what the difference is going to be? I want to bring Samantha Mao on. She's the good news girl. And we are going to talk about some good news here. But I just wanted to bring up, Sam, this, kind of this attitude that is enveloping our country about the mask. I mean, it's like, you're a masker, no masker kind of thing. Again, it's so divisive. And people are on edge about this deal. I mean, I don't know if you heard about this story, but and I don't blame the parent for being upset, but a teacher has been accused of taping a face mask on a humiliated 9-year-old student. Can you imagine that? I mean, the kid got up to get a drink of water and didn't take his mask. I mean, like adults. I mean, we forget this kind of stuff. And she decided to make a point. She was a substitute teacher, decided to make a point, brings him up to the front of the class, and tapes the mask on his face. I mean, and can you imagine? I mean,
it was just for like a moment whenever the child's just getting up to get a drink of water and they're taping the mask to the face. Is that what's happening here? It wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and this happens in Las Vegas, and regardless, I mean, it could happen anywhere. But again, it's just, this is the temperament of people getting so, wired so tight about this stuff that, a little kid, 9 years old, can you imagine what this did? This could really be, I know it sounds dramatic, but, at that age, this could be an altering effect. I mean, he is going to be forever known as the kid who was, taped in class. He could end up being a world-class comedian, or he could end up being a real knucklehead for the embarrassment and humiliation that this poor kid went through. It's just amazing. And these teachers who think that, they can do this sort of thing all for the,
sake of, you know, saving lives, saving their life, being so paranoid. And it's almost like if you're that paranoid, I know you need a job. I understand you need a job, but, you know, you got to think about the kids and you got to think about what you're doing. And if you're that uptight about it, then, you know, take a time out, take a leave, you know, let this thing get through the process. You're not one to be involved in the process to get us to the other side here, because we need a lot of compassion. And, you know, this new variant has come about. I mean, it's dangerous. I mean, in this last week, I've lost two dear friends. And both have been vaccinated. Both have been vaccinated. And, yeah, so it's one of those things. I mean, I'm not saying that we should be flippant about it. No, we should be serious about it, but we need to have a sense of, a sense of calmness in, you know, combating this. And, you know, again, I think if we're so wired, so tight, you know, it goes back to what my dad used to say. If you can't say anything, you know, positive, then don't say anything. But, unfortunately, people have been, I guess they kind of been placed in a position to be, you know, the judge and jury about this stuff when even the scientists can't seem to get it right, whatever right is.
That's true. And, you know, I think part of it, too, is it has been made so political that, you know, people are either extreme one way or extreme another way. And it's just like, we need to be, let's be reasonable here. Let's, you know, let's like try to understand what's actually going on, what's actually going to help, and, you know, be calm about it, like you said, because that teacher certainly didn't change any hearts or minds doing what she did. I'm assuming they must have gotten fired for laying hands on a child that way. One should hope that, so you wouldn't think that was a job they were in. And it makes it sad when you have stuff happening like what happened with your friends, you know, like that's so terrible to see people losing loved ones. And then, you know, I think stuff like this, when people act crazy, kind of makes people lose trust in the system and those people. So, you know, maybe when you should be taking something more seriously, you're not. So, I just think stuff like
that. And you don't want to get in a situation where it's about resistance, you know, that,
right.
You know, now I'm fighting ideology. No, it's about us coming together and combating this deal and doing, you know, playing our part, you know, like real simple things. Like, look at, if you're sick and you got a cough and everything and a fever, you don't go out in public, you know, and I mean, just simple things like, you know, like every flu season we've gone through, people are irresponsible. I mean, a situation I heard about in California, a young kid is sick. He's, you know, you're having a hard time breathing, and the parents are, or it was the grandparents in this case, sent the kid to school. Really?
Oh my God!
Come on, So some of this stuff is, you know, I mean, it's one thing to ignore common sense, but it's another thing to exacerbate the problem to think, oh, it's me against you, and you're trying to do something purposely injurious. I think the attitude when we first went into this, and I appreciate Mike Pence's calmness about it and how he presented, you know, that we were going to do 15 days to stop the spread, and you know this gave an initial vision. But when this thing went beyond the 15 days and started getting into months, and unfortunately the media and everybody else turned this into a political opportunity, and we've been paying for this. So we the people have been paying for this idiocy and this, you know, rancid environment that was created by them, instead of just saying, hey, look at team, we're in this together, we're fighting this, let's do what we can, let's listen to the doctors that know what they're talking about, and get these politicians and these political scientists out of the way, who seem to be more interested in what they can gain out of the crisis as opposed to what they can do to help us get on the other side of this thing. I mean, this thing is so obvious, and that's why people are divided over this stuff, because if you don't know better, I mean, for us in this show, you know, we're constantly talking to docs about this, and in fact, I'm at my doctor's office right now, believe it or not, I'm doing the show from his office, and he has been one to approach this in a way, offering, you know, prophylactic advice, things that we can do beforehand so that you can fortify your immune system and, you know, protect yourself, along with the common sense things, like the things your mom used to slap you on the head for. You know, like, hey, wash your hands. What do you think you're doing?
Wash your hands. Don't cough on people.
Exactly.
Don't come around if you're sick.
Just simple things like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've got a band of many stories, and we're not going to be able to get to them all, only because we're talking about this this mass situation with this young kid, and hopefully he's not traumatized, and I don't blame his mother for being upset. I mean, gosh, if it was my kid, Lord have mercy. I mean, I you just feel for this. This is just so unacceptable. But anyway, Sam's Corner, that's where you want to go, and all the stories will be there, whatever we missed today, and not to mention what we missed today, but it's always, you know, the archive of great stories that Sam puts together for us every week. This first one is all about a girl who was saved from a kidnapper, and thank God for Good Samaritans, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this is one of those things. It's the most innocent thing in the world. This little girl's just out there. She's 6 years old, and she's playing near the street. You know, I'm sure her family's close by. It's a weekend, and she's just sitting there, and the neighbors, thank goodness, were paying attention. Father and son neighbors were watching, and they see a car that had been driving by come back and circle around, and this guy doesn't even make any pretense about trying to talk to the girl or trying to convince her to get in his car. So it's very obvious. This guy snatches the little girl off the street, just picks her up, puts her in the car, drives off. Well, the neighbors jump in the car, their own car, and they follow him, and they get his license information. They're tracking him down. They contact the police. And this is in Louisville, Kentucky, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So they contact the Metro Safe dispatchers. And within 10 minutes, this little girl has been rescued. And
thank God.
I just think it's just an amazing story and, you know, kind of shows the value of neighbors and us being there and helping each other. It was one of those things they didn't think about the risk or anything like that. They just knew this little girl needed help, and we're going to help her right now. We're going to track her down. And they no doubt saved her life and saved her from who knows what kind of horrendous things this guy was going to do.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That snatched her off the street. And I just, you know, they have video footage of this with the officer's camera. And you just see them pulling the little girl out, and she's just like, I want my daddy. And it's just, it's a very emotional thing to watch. And you just, I think that you know how much worse it could have ended. And thank God
without
for the neighbors. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, and something like that, minutes are so critical. And it's not just in Louisville. When we were in Hawaii, my daughter was saying they were having an increase. There was a surge in children kidnappings. And so with the two little ones, you know, I have the two grandkids, the 5 and 2-year-old. I mean, everybody's head's on a swivel. I mean, you know, you're watching. And the other thing, too, what I love about particularly, you know, in her situation there is the people are all looking out for each other, kind of like this neighborhood. There's lots of kids. I mean, it is amazing. I don't know what's in the water there in Maui, but it's one that's creating a lot of kids. And there's been just a prolific increase in the population of young kids. So, but the families there and everybody, they're all very mindful. I mean, it's just really encouraging to see them. You know, you get that idea that it takes a village. This next story, you got a World War II veteran, 95 years old. He meets the writer of a letter that he's carried around for 12 years. We got about 35 seconds. Sam, tell us about that.
That's right. So Desandra Priest wrote this letter when she was in third grade back in 2009 to this World War II veteran, and he's been carrying it around in his pocket ever since. And his name's Frank Graysberger, and he actually got to meet her. He thought so much of her. He always carried this around in his pocket. He's like, he loves her. He even thinks of her as a third daughter. He got to meet her. She's 21 years old and went to meet him in her National Guard uniform. And her letter had been thanking him for his service. So I think that's a beautiful, you know, beautiful wrapping up.
Awesome.
Isn't
well,
it beautiful?
Check it out. Check her out. She's the good news girl right there at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Sam.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give?